Thanks for spending time with us on The Green this week. I'm Tom Byrne. The gap in available affordable housing continues to grow in Delaware. Rents and housing costs are still rising. Barriers to home ownership are widening. And the state is some 20,000 housing units short for median and low-income people. And according to a new report from the National Low-Income Housing Coalition, nearly a third of workers don't make enough to afford a one-bedroom apartment in the state. This week, Delaware Public Media's Kyle McKinnon is joined by Rachel Strucker, Executive Director of Housing Alliance Delaware, a statewide nonprofit working to address the affordable housing crisis. They examine the challenges in providing affordable housing and why housing is getting more expensive in Delaware.
Today we're talking about affordable housing in Delaware. It's one of the state's biggest ongoing issues. Affordable housing is almost like a buzzword at this point, though. So what do we mean when we say affordable housing? How exactly is that defined?
Yeah, so I think you're absolutely right. Obviously, affordable housing is something that everyone's talking about. And I think for the first time in my memory, and I'm not that old, but I'm old enough, we're hearing folks talk about it in a presidential campaign. We're hearing the Biden administration talk about it. So it's both state and national. One of the biggest issues that families are facing is the lack of affordable housing. Here in Delaware, we think it's the number one issue affecting everyone, affecting families, affecting kids, affecting seniors, affecting young people trying to find jobs. We think it deserves 1% of the state budget, that the number one crisis in Delaware deserves 1% of the state budget, which it doesn't currently get. When we talk about affordable housing, we're talking about housing that is affordable to, that doesn't cost more than about 30% of your income on your housing costs, whether that's rent and utilities, whether that's mortgage and utilities, that your housing costs don't cost more than 30% of your total income on any given month. Where housing is located makes a big difference in terms of whether or not that's going to be a place that makes sense for someone to live, whether it's close to their work, whether there's access to public transportation. Absolutely. Housing is usually the biggest part of a household's budget. And when you have to start layering on transportation costs and other costs to that, things get unaffordable really quickly. And a lot of times folks will forego those other things. For example, forego making a car repair, so then they can't get to work if they don't have access to public transportation, or forego healthcare due to the cost in order to be able to pay the high cost of housing. That's what we mean when we talk about affordable housing. So for someone who's high income, lots of housing can be affordable. The housing can be quite expensive and still be affordable because it's all based on its relation to a household's income. Here in Delaware, for folks, for families, households, people who are at median income or below, we have a gap of about 20,000 affordable housing units, rental units in our state to meet that need. So we're seeing people be really, really squeezed, forced to rent homes that are way above what they can afford, which puts them at risk of eviction and displacement and instability, forced to double, triple up, and in more cases than we would like, forced into homelessness. There's a lot of things that the state can be doing differently and better to really incentivize and create more affordable housing. There has been some movement there, but there's a lot more that could be done.
Well, this affordable housing crisis looms large over Delaware. You know, it's pretty much like a dark cloud at this point. Why does this persist here in a state like Delaware? And where across the state do we see it most apparent?
So I wouldn't say we see it most apparent anywhere. I would say it is everywhere, which okay. I say that because it's true. The affordable housing issue can cause strain on families, strain on people differently, depending on whether you're in an urban environment. So it can affect families and households differently, but it is present in all those communities. People having to make lots of sacrifices in order to be able to house themselves and their families. We know that there are a lot more people experiencing homelessness now than there were before the pandemic. And one of the reasons that we're seeing this is that there's a huge demand for housing and not enough units, which means that property owners and landlords, the cost of maintaining and developing and building housing has gone up. And so some of that cost, in order for the business to be viable, gets passed on to tenants and renters. But in some cases, you know, folks are taking advantage of the situation and really price gouging people out of rent and housing. You know, we've seen some people report that their rental costs have gone up, from $800 a month to $1,200 a month, with no improvements or changes to the unit and for no good or apparent reason, right? So we see it for both good reason and reason for profit. What we really know we need to do is create more housing to bring down that cost. Create more housing and create more housing that's going to be affordable to working people and families. And the way that we need to do that is to think about how we use our land and how we fund the creation of affordable housing. So the two big things that we don't do well in Delaware and that a lot of communities in the country are struggling with is how we create more access to land to build and develop affordable housing and do it in a way that's smart and makes sense. And we've spent decades putting up barriers through zoning processes and regulatory processes to creating higher density, more affordable housing for people. So we need to be thinking about how to reduce those barriers and create that housing. And then we also need funding to make that housing available and affordable to people who are to the average working family. So we need land and we need money. We haven't allocated additional money resources at the state level to affordable housing in a major way, in a sustainable way, since the 1980s. Governor Carney, in his supplemental budget 2 years ago now, invested a lot of funds, one-time funds, in affordable housing development. But those were one-time funds, and what we really need is sustainable investment over time to be able to build more, to be able to address this crisis. Delaware has yet to do that and to identify a funding mechanism to make that happen. So we need land, we need resources, and there's some really exciting things happening in the land space. A lot of the counties and local jurisdictions are thinking about and looking at ways to rezone, incentivize affordable housing development, but it's not easy.
You touched on this a bit, but rent prices are something here. Rents keep rising, and new data does show that a large portion of Delaware's population is only on the cusp of being able to comfortably afford a one-bedroom apartment. And it might sound simple enough, but for example, Capano Residential owns a ton of real estate here in Delaware, and I understand that they've been raising apartment rents across the board for the past few to a couple of years or so. I'm sure they're forecasting here long term in terms of their why, but for a management company that's that successful raising rents, you said that we shouldn't, at least I get the sense that we shouldn't really or necessarily be blaming landlords here because it's a issue that is more systemic. It's easier to just point maybe back to the state on what's not being done and essentially forcing a landlord's hand in that sense. Is that accurate, or is there any blame that Capano can take here for raising rents when it seems it's fairly needless to a tenant?
So I can't speak specifically to what Capano's doing. I don't know enough to speak specifically to what Capano's doing. But I will say, I think it's both. And when I say both, what I mean is there have been major increases in the costs of doing maintaining units and doing business. So one thing that's been huge in the real estate industry over the last couple of years is the crazy increase in insurance costs. And that's just an over to own and operate a building. Your insurance is going way up, even in places that it did not used to. It used to be really reserved for specific coastal areas, flood-prone areas, and that map is expanding and insurance costs have been skyrocketing. So again, I don't know the details enough to know. I think there are cases where like landlords are doing what they need to do to raise rents to cover their increase in costs. If there needs to be a repair to a building, the price of lumber went up like crazy during the pandemic. The price of all the goods that it costs to do those things has gone up. And so sometimes that will require increasing rents. Does that require increasing rents by 20% every year for 4 years in a row? Probably not, right? So I think it's both. When we talk about protecting tenants, when we talk about creating a more fair housing market, where tenants have rights and have the ability to have more of an equal playing field with landlords, no matter what the proposal is, for some reason, it always seems to be the response from the landlord side that, well, that's just going to force us to raise rents. And that just can't be true. There has to be a way that we can protect tenants, create a more fair housing system here in Delaware that doesn't inherently just naturally result in always increasing rents. So I think sometimes it is justified, sometimes it is not. I don't know enough about Capanna specifically to speak to that.
When it comes to building that affordable housing too, how does that happen without, I guess, how do you not price out current residents? I think that's a big question here. Will current residents be able to afford living here where they're at in the next, 10 to 15 years if the issue is going to actually get tackled within the near future? But what about that?
That's why the government investment and subsidy in the housing development process is so important. If we only rely on the private market without government support to build our way out of this crisis, we're going to end up with a lot more higher end units that are pushing people out, and people of lower and more moderate incomes being forced either out of the community and or to reside in units that are less safe, less healthy, less up to standard. So yes, the private market has a huge role to play here in terms of creating more units, but we need the government to subsidize large parts of that process so that when those units come online, they're affordable to the people who live here. We cannot simply rely on the business sector to solve this problem for us. The units will not come online in a way that's affordable to the people who live here, who are working as cashiers in our stores, who are working in our restaurants, who are driving our DART buses, who are working in our schools. We need the government's involvement and subsidy to make that work.
Thanks to Housing Alliance Delaware Executive Director Rachel Strucker and R. Kyle McKinnon for taking time to join us on The Green this week.